Parashas Achrimos Kedoshim. We're holding Yimei Asfira. The days of Achana for Kabbalah Satoira. If to understand the union of Sphira, exactly what we're doing, it's very nice. We count another day, we're counting. The tachlis of the Sphira. Over the weeks, we'll be discussing different in Yon and Machshav as the Gavi, this Indian. Tune in every mitzvah. Every mitzvah the Ibn Hashem gives us is obviously a Makkah, something that a person through his mitzvah is Dovak Bakodesh Baruch Hu. But each specific mitzvah has its unique aspects. And Knaches, which give a different outlook and Ashkofa and Dveikas Barabayis Barach to connect which we're trying to do in this world was to connect to the Bari Olam, to connect in a different sort of way. We understand connection and Klal Yisrael has a different atafkid. Everybody was created by the Ibn Shiloh of all human race, everything in the Bria. The Klal Yisrael is a different level altogether of us. The Torah Akdosh in this week's parish, Vayidaber Shal Moshe Leimor, Kedosh Tabel Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Speak to all of Klal Yisrael. There's no meal to this tzivoy where the Torah gave us. Speak to all of Klal Yisrael. We're all shy after this Indian. Not only Rashi says, there's a parish that was never become Shavroiv, HaTorah Tluyim Bo. Kedosh Shem Tiyu. Kedoshim to you, ki kodosh ani Hashem aleikecha. That we have a special thing to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedoshim to you. That we have a din. We have a tzivoy to live a different type of life. Kedoshim to you. Because ki kodosh ani Hashem aleikecha. I'm the Lord your God. And we have to live an exalted, a different life, a life of Kedusha. Kedusha, what does the word Kedusha mean, Rabbi Yisai? What is the Tachle? What is the Perish at Kedusha? You should be Kodosh, holy. A bagel, there's also a place called Holy Bagel. It's also holy. What does the word holy mean, Rabbi Yisrael? So Rashi tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu, and the Emes, it follows the last parasha, the parasha in Acharei Mois, started off, or ended off, better said, with the inyan of the inyan of the Arayis. A parasha of all the different arayas, different type of illicit relationships that the Torah does not want us to have. That we have to be different than other people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bring forth the human race. He wants us to get married and to bring children. He wants us to have relationships with women. But it has to be done with gedarim, in the right way, with the right person. Kedoshim tiyu, the gather of arayas, to make a fence, to make a safeguard, that the union of arayas, the union of being with a woman, the union of bringing forth children to the world, it should be done with the oifin of gather, some type of safeguard. It shouldn't be efkeris. Ki kodosh ani asher olekeicha. Of course, there's a kedusha here. There's a kedusha. Any time, zagrashi, there's a gather in the erva, in the ian of erva, it's ian of kodosh. That we don't participate and we don't be oisek in the oilam hazeh. Kodosh means mufrosh, separated from the oilam hazeh. Mufrosh, separated from the gashmi. When a person is a hefkeris in the ijin of arayis, when there's no control, when it's totally without cheshboin, without any sort of safeguard, any sort of direction in the area of arayis, there's hefkeris in that area, there's no control, then it's totally gufnius. It's total physical. It's total not shayach to the inyan of what the tachlis is. But when there's control, and when there's safeguards, and when there's specific ways, people that we're allowed to be with and not allowed to be with, when there's direction in that area, it's kedusha of us. It's kedushim to you. It's the tachlis of what we created for us. I think that the fees that we can understand the gevaldik yisoid over here, Boisar. The pasuk says afterwards, kedoshim tiyu. We're talking tremendous miles of kedoshim tiyu. Should be kadosh. So the pasuk, you would think afterwards, we were talking about Beis HaMikdash. We start talking about very, very elevated topics in kedusha. What's the next pasuk? Ish imoy v'orv tiroi v'shabsoi say tishmoyu ani Hashem alekeich. Fear your mimechabed and fear your parents. Keep it over aim. Shabsoi say tishmoyu ani Hashem alekeich. Ma in shmita was. Why is that the follow-up pasuk of kedoshim tiyu ki kodosh ani Hashem alekeich? The few we want to say, Rabbi said to be gevaldik. The yisoid of kedusha is a gather in arayis. It's a gather in the area of having of being with a woman and producing offspring, Rabbi said. And the Torah wanted many rishonim say that the reason why the family members are aser, why the aser family, forget when the chazal, when they heard the inyan that the family members are aser to live with, they started to cry. You showed him a mazba, why? Because family members are around all the time. It's very easy, it's very open. And Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to gather the act of being with a woman as a specific tafkid, tachlis, it's kedusha. And why is that, Rabbi Yisai? Because the inyan of being, fathering a parent, Rabbi Yisai, is not stam, Rabbi Yisai. It has shaychis to creation. It is creation. Sholoi shutfin ba'adam, says the Gemara. The act of being a woman is creation. And we're since we're about creation, we're emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since we're emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be in the right matzav ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki Kodesh Adi Hashem Alekeichem. And therefore there has to be a gather, because we have to understand, it's not stam, it's creation. And since creation had a tachlis, creation was for the tachlis of serving Hashem, of connecting with Hashem, that tachlis has to be carried out. And where do we understand that creation, that's creation, that's the highest form of creation? Because you have a chiv, the mechabit of a v'imoy. If it was stam, have keiris, mayin shmita, but the pshar, they're your creator in a certain way. Ish yivav of tiro, v'shabsoi say tishmoyu, the whole union of Shabbos is creation, Rabbi Yisrael. Why do we celebrate Shabbos, Rabbi? What's Shabbos all about? after we get up from our 17-hour nap, what do we have to think a few minutes before Havdalah to get something about Shabbos before we run out to catch some Havdalah? What are we supposed to think before we take that dive off the diving board and we go take our Shabbos nap? What are we supposed to be thinking? What Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael? Shabbos is creation, is Bria. Bria is Bria, Lekim, is Hashemayim, is Haaretz, is Rest. It's about creation, Rabbi Yisrael. The Tachlis of these Psalm, that's Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh, Ani Hashem, Lekeicha. We rest on Shabbos to emulate Hashem in creation. Ish ima of Ovav Tiro. We fear the parents because the parents were the ones who created us. They're in a bechina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's creation. And that's the act of being with the words. It's creation. And that's why it's so chomer, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, it's something that's it's an aveira that people talk about. As we know, I'm talking about the Yimei Shoivivim, but the Yisoid of Yisrael is besides the terrible of it, because Yisrael says creation. We're talking about creation over here. And the Yisoid of it is about bringing Kikodash Ani Hashem Elokeich. And therefore, the Yisoid of Kedusha lies in those areas, Gedra Arayas of Yisrael. Because there we have to understand that it can't be Hefkeiris. It has to be in the right frame. The right people. It has to be given mugdar. It has to be in a right fathom, a right fashion. It has to be either proper. It can't just be any woman, because it's the yisoid of gedder. We're making safeguards. We understand what we're being avowed. The yisoid of creation. Zeh once he might as well want the yisoid of Yisrael. It says by Chava that Chava saw she had the eight sadas. Give me a precious business. She had the Eitz Hadas. She had a taiva of Einayim. What about this tremendous taiva that she had a taiva to eat from the Eitz Hadas? The taiva to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So Chazal say that the Pesukim speak about Chava had a big, tremendous time to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And what led it to the Pesukim, I'm a foolish, but it says in the Pesukim that the Kodesh Bo told him not to eat. She said, "You're not going to die." He pushed her on the tree. How is Mefata? How did he seduce Chava to go take from the Eitz Hadas? He didn't tell her, "Oh, it's Geshmaka apples. Ah, what a cherry tomato. It doesn't grow on trees." Anyway, it's in my short skirt. Anyway, the kids are. She believed in Nochosh, and she saw this taiva to be Selelokim. Where'd you get this taiva? This is my own taiva, but I said, take it or leave it. But I think it's a Valdi Gemara. Says, before the chaita of the Eitz Hadas, so they had children. What were the names of the children? So the names of the children was, the first child they called Kayin. The Gemara says they had it before the Chet. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. What was the name of the first child? She called him Kayin. Why did she call him Kayin? Ki Kanisi Ish Es Elokim. Vodom Vater Vater Skavatoim Kanisi Ish Es Hashem. I created Kanisi. I created with Hashem. I was there shut for my ima. The act of having these child of Kayim Vehevel, in that Chava was a, she felt a shut of creation. So she got a taiva for vital more creation. And the Nochash knew it. He said, "You want to be more like Elokim? That was a chisaron, and that's what put about the Ekanisi Ish Es Hashem. She said, I was mamish like Hashem. We were created like Hashem. Then the Nachash understood this. That was the pikkus of the Nachash. So he's mefat to them. You want to be like Hashem, a bigger creator. Yoidei Toiv Ra. Take from the Eitz Hadas. That's why that name of Cain, the Cain we went on, Cain, it was a certain gaiva that she had. Cain went on to kill Hevel. Also with that koyach gaiva that she wanted to be a creator. Cain also had to be in charge of the world. That's why when she finally had a third son, who we come from, Sheis, it says, Kishosli alukim bein acher. The Bereshon gave it to me. It's not mine. It was a tikkun. Kishosli alukim ben acher. Hashem gave me. She wasn't a creator. She feels that koyach of feeling a creator. It's not that. It's not true. Shlosh should be odom. But a person has to have the achno under the standard. Rabbi said that that's what the yisoid of having children was bringing children into the world. Rabbi said ki kodosh ani Hashem v'gedra erva. Rabbi said, and this is the parsha. The parasha of Arayash, Rabbi said. The Rebbeinu wants to be magda, that we have a Torah, Akdoisha, that's magdaros. Every hanor from Olam Hazeh. All hanors from Olam Hazeh, there's a gather to it. It's not Efgeris. There's a right time, there's a right place. There's a time when we eat, and a time we're not supposed to eat. There's fast days. There's a Yom Kippur. There's a time for every physical activity, but it's mugdar or mugla. You want to eat a fruit? You want to partake of something olam hazeh? You make a bracha. Lashem aretz malaya. You want to enjoy olam hazeh? Matoy v'manoyim. But it's with a geder. It's with a safeguard. It's with a hagdorot. We have with a tafki that we have to take from olam hazeh for the tachlis. Ki kodesh ani Hashem lekeicha. To use olam hazeh, to be nether from olam hazeh, to have a no from olam hazeh, to be oisik in olam hazeh. There's nothing wrong for care. That's what the goyim. It's all or nothing by them. It's either tol hefkeres. I'm a priest. We don't get involved in those in yonim. Only in the basement there's 1,000 kids from who knows what. But there's no. We don't get involved in those things. Women are. What's he doing by night? But kids were. It's terrible. But by us, forget all I know. All olam hazeh is mutter. But it's with a geder, with a kedusha. With understand, it's a tachlis. It's not efkeri. It's not all you want. Whenever you want, the person has to eat in like he's supposed to eat, and what he's supposed to eat. And he make a bracha and understand and dedicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, it's goyzel. It's stealing. The Gemara says in Proverbs 35b, if you may take a fruit, and all you don't make a bracha, you're a goyzel from a Kodesh Baruch, that's Yisrael. You're a robber. What did I do? I just ate a portion of fruit. The apple was lying there on the table. What are you warming me? A gazan, they come with handcuffs. What's going on over here? I'm a portion of person. I just ate an apple. Gazlon! It's the Bereshit, it's the Bereshit's world. It's not Efkeris. We have to make Yidorim. We have to understand it's a Tachlis. Enjoy, partake. But it's understanding of Achnot, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dvar Yoylam. We're not in control, it's not ours. We have to understand that it's the Bereshit's world, that we have to be Nana for the Tachlis the Bereshit created us for. That's Kedusha, Rabbi Yisrael. Kedusha is not necessarily fasting 40 days, Rabbi Yisrael. Kedusha is partaking in Olam Hazeh, but doing it in the right oifin, the right way, Rabbi Yisrael. Ezi Parashat Ketana, the Brother Mara says in Bracha 63a, Ezi Parashat Ketana, Shekol HaTorah Kul Tluim Bo, Havi Oime B'chol Drachecha Do'eyu, V'hu Yashor HaChisecha. Oh, when your actions know Hashem, you're playing ball, you're doing whatever it is, the boy said, there's direction, there's safeguard, there's a tachlis. And Moshe Feinstein once walked out, and he saw, coming out of, I guess it was in Staten Island, in the book, I think, I don't think in MTJ they have a basketball court, but they have one in the gym. I don't know if he was in the gym, in the back, okay, maybe it was in the back of MTJ. But anyway, he walked out, he saw the boys playing, and the spectrum emerged, they stopped. So he said, no, continue playing. But play like a yid. Put on a kippah, a yarmulke. Sometimes you look on the courts, you know, there's no yah, you don't know if the guy's a yid or a goy. The tzitzis are ready, shyly, sweating, could be this and that. The kids, some guys, some guys do it right. They get those holy tzitzis. They want to be real holy. But it's not allah. It could be, you know, those things are pashas. It's possible you can't make a brach on those what are they called? Those mosquito net tzitzis. But anyway, uses to keep out the mosquitoes, but nothing for on the window. Put it. But we could have the tzitzis there also. It's a holy net. But anyway. But Sovishal Dovah, the Gabi Tzitzit is not Tzitzit, the boy says, the Pashtis. So possible. But kids, we're not getting to the Pesach Halacha now, but the Maisa, you're playing in basketball, play like a Yid, Ramesh, don't stop, play. But play like a Yid. Play like a Yid, be fair, and include everybody in the game. It's not about winning necessarily, it's about playing like a Yid, being a Yid, Ramesh. Enjoy it, enjoy yourself. Ramesh wants to be Nana, Ramesh should be Nana from all of us there. But with Gedorim, the safeguards, there has to be Kedusha, Ramesh. The task of Kedusha is directed to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Geder, Gedorim, Ramesh. Now this is the tachos of this man, Ramesh. The tachos of this man, of Sphira, Ramesh, is to Mekadesh this man, the Sphira, Ramesh. What are we counting from? We're counting from the union of Sphira Sa'oimer, the Korban Ha'oimer. The Korban Ha'oimer is brought from Sa'oirim, barley. The Korban on Shavuos is Shtei Alechem, is brought from wheat. Says the Mefarshim, Aruch HaShulchan says, Rein Tov Pei Tes, what's the union? Barley is a Meichel Behema. It's a foodstuff for animals. Wheat is das adam. The Gemara says, "How do we know when there's a kid known to have a bar das?" The Gabi Sura Nalog is when he starts to eat wheat. We're in Sukkah 40. Bekitza. So when is he? When he starts to eat wheat? Wheat represents das. According to some, the eitz das was eitz chita haya. That was das. Supposed to say the das adam. The adam. Our tafkid now is to go from that the Madrega when they were in Adam and Tzitzis Rav, they were all about his Zara Behemis, and to go and to be Maila and Maila. We count up and up. That's what we're counting up. We go Shlav Achar Shlav. The spheres, they say the Svarms, the Archaim HaKadosh speaks about the spheres, like a woman that counts who's Tomei Nida, she counts 7 days to go to the Mikvah to retire. It's a Zman of Tahira, of building up to lead to a Matzah of Kedusha. What does that mean about that? Kedusha, Kedusha. That we focus on understanding of what we're doing in this world. Our Tachlis is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to find in this world the right gather, the right hagdara, the right mahalich on how to use this world, enjoy this world, and be involved in this world, but to elevate the world, to elevate it, to realize kikodo ishani Hashem alekeichem, that this kedushim kedushim tiyu the Bereshim wants us to be yahu kamoini God, it's not shaykh, but the might of Bereshit wants to get us to Madrega, to a much higher level. We have to lift ourselves up and be and understand that's a different Elohan Hagar, Abaisa. And how do we do this, Abaisa? It's up to Helik and Netziv. It's up to Netziv in the parasha before the parasha of Arise and Achrei Mois. The pasuk says like this. The terrible Averis of the Mitzrayim that we were amongst them, don't do. Don't act like the Goy, don't go be involved with the Goyish mentality. What's this extra pasuk? Ushmartem v'chai bohem. Says the Netziv that this second sivui ushmartem es mitzvoisai v'eschukoisai. Says the Netziv this is esek hatoyra v'chai bohem. The chayvahem, to live in the Torah, to live in the mitzvahs, that Torah should become part and parcel of our lives, but not just limud haTorah, that a person lives with the Torah, that Torah is real, Torah is mamish, a real thing. He makes it a real part of his life. The limud haTorah starts. Asher yaaseh oisam, he learns that a person mechadish in Torah. That a person is yaaseh, he's mechadish in Torah. It's not only the etzem, learning of the Torah, but the Torah is mamish, something that he's involved in the oifin, that he comes to the chidush. That he comes to his own understanding and his own chidushim in Torah, his creations in Torah. And in there, Rabbi Yisrael licks the koyach to withstand and to break away from this tremendous nisoyon, this tremendous difficult nisoyon of oylem azev, with frat in of arayis, the frat in of noshim. In the Pirich, we know that the Chazal tell us, the Rambam says, that all the Yehurim and all the problems that come for a person, says the Rambam, is when a person's part is pani min ha-chokhmah. When a person's not full of learning, he's not thinking of chokhmah. The Yehurim come on. It's a mefurish office to Rav Nosson Perichov. Kol ha-meisim tivrei teira al-liboi mevanan lem Yehuriz nos yehurishtus. All Yehurim, a person, it has thoughts, his thinking is involved. Rabbi said the involvement in Torah. There's a school of the involvement in Torah that lets a person break away and be able to be totally involved and guided by the direction of the Torah. He breaks away from all the shtusim, Rabbi said. But you have to be involved. It has to be a chelik. It has to be real, Rabbi said. It has to be real. And fakert, the more a person is involved in other things, Rabbi said, those in things, is the opposite also. If he gets involved in the wrong activities, his mind is seeing the wrong things. So then, Hashem Yirachem, then it works both. Hey, he's attracted, and he has much more difficult time with the neshoyinus, but he doesn't have the protection either, because the Torah is not able to protect him. As Rabbi Yoina writes in the Mishnah Novice, says Rabbi Yoina, the Mishnah says, Al tar besicho im aisha, don't over talk with a woman. Because it says in the Mishnah, Kol amar besicho mish goyim ro la'atzmo, boy tell me divrei Torah. He's mevato from divrei Torah if he talks to a woman. That's pashit. The kamonis ha-mishmi is, that's vaita. He can't focus vaita on his Torah. And Rabbi Yoina explains, says Rabbi Yoina, in the parish and office, says Rabbi Yoina, it's impossible. Boite l'toyra ki machsheves ha-toyra loitiko in the neged enof. He won't be able to see the Torah right. He won't be able to focus. Boidiba poina la'isha v'loy l'sichosa. Ki hein shtei machshavois she'ein ha'lev sevlosan ke'echad. The heart cannot soivel those two machshavos. If he's involved in those in Yonabas, the Torah, those go in. The sweetness of the Torah, the gishmak of the Torah, the power of the Torah to break us free, to be v'necharim from all the problems. It won't go in if it's involved in the wrong machshavos, Rabbi say. Ki efshar. It can't hold those two machshavos of Boisa. Be'etzem, Apizoy, Kivimah, the Zoraz explains that the koyach of Chidushe Torah, of Limra Torah, that koyach, the Mechash and Torah, is the same taiva for taiva's Snarshin, the Zoraz Masber. But the Maisa, the Yisoy that Dvarav Boisa, is V'chai Bohem. You have to be living in it, Boisa. Living it, attaining the learning of it, living it, it's real, that we really understand that we are attached to this world, that Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, living in it and understanding that we have an Neshama HaKdosha, that we can remile ourselves to a different level of existence, to a whole different level, a level of a Ben Adam HaMiti, Shvuas, the Law Adam HaMiti. But if we Chas V'Shalom don't understand our Tafkid, our Tachlis, what we're doing here, and we get involved in the wrong things, Rabbi Yisai, which is a tremendous, tremendous desire for this door, especially, Rabbi Yisai. So then, Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi Yisai, we don't have any koyach to protect us, and we can't, we're going to go, we're just going to sink to the bottom of the pits, Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim, Atoki Yoyescha, Rabbi Yisai. That's something, Rabbi Yisai, that you have to really take heed, Rabbi Yisai. because these are your younger years, Rabbi. These are the years we have the opportunity to set your fate, to establish who you're going to be, to establish your future, to establish everything, Rabbi Sai. And these years are the years, Rabbi Sai, where you have to really dig in and set the tone for life, Rabbi Sai. And set the tone for what type of life you're going to live, what type of family you're going to have. And if you don't work on setting the tone, Kedusha, Rabbi Sai, Kedusha, we're not talking levels of Kedusha, little Kedusha, Rabbi Sai. Everybody's expecting Doshin Tiyu, Dabel, Kol, Adas, Bnei Israel. Not to say, oh, we're going to only talk to the Haredim. We're going to only talk to the Yeshiva Bachrim. We can only talk to the Bachrim that are in the best yeshivas. We can only talk to the guys who are learning 12 hours a day. The guys who are fumfering, this is not the parasha for them. Let's go learn Parashas Noach. This is not the Paradabel, Kol, Adas, B'nai Yisrael. The Netziv says, Elechanam, each one on his level. But everybody, every single person, Kol, Adas, Yisrael, is Shaykh to Kedoshim Ti. Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Lekech. The Milo of Kodosh. And what does that mean? To make some type of gather, Rabbi Yisrael, in Erva, in the area of Erva. To realize the greatness of it, what Erva means, and therefore I have to make Gedorim in order to control, because it's a tremendous taiva, Rabbi. We understand the taiva for it. Why it's so great? Because the taiva to be like the Ibane Shalaylam, to be a creator, where we have the taiva, it's normal to have the taiva. You're supposed to have the taiva. It's for a tachlis. But the taiva has to be used out in the function of kodosh, that we should understand as a tafkid, to be like the Ibrahim, to create humans that are going to function in the capacity of oivdei Hashem, of Balei Chesed, of doing what's in Hashem. Ki kodosh ani Hashem lekech. But in order to do that, it can't be hefker. You have to have boundaries. There must be boundaries. We can't have a phone without any filter. Whether you should have a phone at all, it's a big shaila. The yeshiva doesn't usher it. So I'm not going to be the first one to do it. Oh, you're sinking into the brinks of hell? I'll get back one day when I'm 117. I'll get rid of it because I won't have my eyeballs, won't work. I'll be able to see too well. Then I'll get rid of it. Any day now, 16 years, he's still on the machine, watching who knows what, Hashem Yirachem. Just one more episode. Friends, enemies, all different types. But Hashem Yirachem, what's there about it? What are the Goyim presenting us with beautiful, beautiful lessons for life? How to live a successful life. Hashem Yirachem, everything that they have over there, the Ashkofa, Roy the Dvarim, Shtusim, Vavolim, but there's no Hashem Yirachem. The pictures, Rabbi said, that people see, the imprint on the brain, let's be real, Rabbi said, let's not put it under the carpet. Or under our bed if the Rebbe comes in. Let's be real. Let's be real people. Is it good for me? Do we have to answer it in the yeshiva? Maybe we should. We should make an issur, but it's poshut. About everybody should have a filtered phone. We're going to ask one of the matas to make sure that everybody has a filtered phone, of course. That's not enough to come on. The yeshiva has that. But should I be having a phone altogether, Rabbi Sad? Well, in this yeshiva, they answer it. This yeshiva, it's not about the answering person, but that's a help to do it. But a guy wants it, he'll have it in his socks. He'll have it in the socks. Where he puts it, he really doesn't want to get the yeshiva to look, he puts it in his underwear. Yeshiva's not going into his underwear. Puts it in the dirty underwear bag. That's the best place to hide it. Yeshiva's not sticking his hand in that bag. But what about myself, Rabbi Yisrael? Forget about the Rosh Yeshiva. Forget about my parents. The tears are going out. What's going to be my Yankala? What's going to become of him one day? Where is he going to end up? Forget about their tears. forget about the tears of your Bayim who work so hard, and they work so hard for a whole Zman, and there he goes back, Beinaz Manim, and one scene, Rabbi Sai, come off the plane, the Ruchnius ambulance are waiting at the airport, El Al just landed, emergency flight. Guy comes off, mom is broken. Such a good Zman he had. He finished this, they learned this, they got into this. Mamish, he was Tiferan in Rav Deslo's Toiras Chesed, and he was doing Vasil Shisharm, he knows it backwards and forwards. And then one of his friends, he was, I'm a Shtakaba, come over for one night, we're gonna have a shtickle party. A party. Everything's kosher, all the beer kosher was paskin, it was sold, the beer was sold in New York City, got the psak, the beer was sold, and it's no problem, we have kosher beer, kosher frankfurters, long ones, mustard, and we're going to the basement, dark basement, and we'll just watch a little small film, not so big, on the wall, having this projector. And there it goes, Rabbi Sai. Out the window of the basement, if it has a window. Don't want any windows. No one has to see what we're doing down there. We're discovering the cure for cancer. But down there, in that basement, Rabbi Sai, Hashem Yirachin, a whole winter's man, a rup, gone with the wind. Gone with the wind. That was the name of the movie. Gone with the wind. Just a few pictures that weren't so tzniyus of Shem Yirachin. And here, a guy, you know, has the opportunity, Rabbi Yisai, to go further, v'chai b'hem. And dear, it's a pel of the gezara, Rabbi Yisai. You're coming to yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know, you're coming to yeshiva. I hope, especially here, we don't lock any doors over here, Rabbi Yisai. Most yeshivas don't. You come to yeshiva, what are you coming for? You're coming to fill up the barrel. You're coming to make a giant barrel of wine, yain, soy the sator, yain, sator is compared to yain. It's going to yain. Kitoivim doidecha mi yoyin. The words of the Chacham, toivim doidecha mi yoyin, a big barrel, boy say. At the bottom of the barrel, boy say, though, there's a little hole, maybe a big hole. Well, let's work with the little hole. And he's pouring in barrels of wine. He's going to have a stock, not shayach, of geshmak of vine. And at the bottom of the hole, every day, he puts in more and more wine. But in the bottom of the barrel, that little hole, things are pouring out of us. He doesn't really see because it's dark. It's in the basement. At the end of his mind, he goes to get his riches. He has to go, he brings out three big guys, three big, you know, bench pressers. He brings them down to carry this barrel, they filled up with wine. And little Yankala, the 10-year-old kid, can lift the barrel, Rabbi Sai. Because there ain't nothing in it. Because everything went out. With that little hole, Rabbi Sai. Hashem Yirachim, Rabbi Sai, it's not easy. With a door, Hashem Yirachim, it's all over the place, it's so available. No matter what you do, you can get it, Rabbi Sai. But Rabbi Sai, we have this have to understand that Bereshim told all of us, you have the ability to be Kedoshim. You have the ability to rise above the door. How? Make some type of gather. Make some type of safeguard, Rabbi Sai. Whether it's on your phone, where you throw the phone down the toilet, where you keep the phone, but you make a real gather on the phone, where you make sure to not go to places, Rabbi Sai, it's people that you know are involved in things that are going to take you away. Whether going to places where you know that you're going to not be able to handle the situation, Al-Shmir saying Nayin. That this terrible places that people go, especially in the summer, Zman, Rabbi Sai, they beach it. And because of that, they go to the kosher beach. I don't know what's kosher there at all. I'm trying to figure out what's kosher there. But let's say they go even to the kosher beach, but on the way to the kosher beach, Rabbi Sai, what's going on the way to the kosher beach. If it's unkosher in the way you're going to the beach, then the whole thing is unkosher. What do you have to do? Find a kosher beach. That's no problem to go to the beach. You must enjoy the beach. But Hashem Yirachem, Rabbi say, the unkosher beach that people send you, and you don't really want to go. But the old friend, your big buddy, Yitz, my buddy Yitzi Hara, and he says, come on, what's wrong with you? Don't be a nerd. What's wrong with you? We're just going to the beach. What's wrong? You never saw a woman before. Hashem Yirachem. And then he comes back Sunday. He had a great week. Which way do you hold the Gemara? Omar Rabba. Many people said, it's Rava. What happened? The Gemara brings a mice, but even Amari went, what happened? Who knows where he was Friday, Shabbos, where he went for Shabbos. There's a different shmooze coming up. Stay tuned for the going away for Shabbos weekend shmooze. Who does he go to? Where is he going? But the Friday, everybody says, a big sign. We should go to bed. We should try to get a bus to the Bilwa Beach, Ashdod maybe, some good kosher beach. Let's make a thing. Guys will learn. Friday, by the way, is the Seder Beis Hashem tomorrow, 10 to 12. We're introducing the new Friday Seder, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow, 10 to 12. And maybe we should get a van to a beach. Beautiful, Rabbi Yisai. But don't go with Yitzi, Rabbi Yisai. Stay away from Yitzi. Yitzi Hara. He likes to take us to different types of beaches, Rabbi Yisai. Well, you gotta see all the beaches. What, you just gonna see one beach? Ashdod. There's here a beach, and there a beach. Here a beach, there a beach. Yeah, everywhere's a beach. Yeah, but where, Rabbi Yisai? What's going to happen after the beach, Rabbi Yisai? How are you going to have your Shabbos after the beach? How are you going to sing Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hashores, Rabbi Yisai? There'll be Shalom Aleichem, but I don't know about Malachei Hashores. Maybe Malki Hashores. Different verse in the Niggur, Rabbi Yisai. And maybe he'll have a different agenda, Moitzi Shabbos. And he goes out and he does Malava Malka. I always had, why is he only Malka? What about Sarah? What about that? If he doesn't take care of himself, Rabbi Yisai, Hashem Yirachem, his Shabbos and his Moitzi Shabbos, what's going to be? Shabbos is a time for Kedoshim, Kedush, Rabbi Yisai, Keshem, and HaKadosh Baruch, what a time of prayer. It's a time of Yichud Hashem. Who was he being Miyachid with beforehand? How does he come into a Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, after going to places and going to areas where Hashem Yirachem is high? What's he seeing? How can he look at the neighbors? We have to go on. We have to look at the neighbors. We have to get better. But get there! Don't be a fool! Rabbi Victor Miller says, what's the first mitzvah in the Torah? Don't be a fool. You know these places are not good. We're here for a tachlis. We want to be Maile from our behemoth to Adam. We want to be Kedoshim to you, Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Together, we have to make safeguards. The right places, the right people. Enjoy ourselves in the right fashion. And Be'ez HaShem Yisbaruch, the more we work on Kikodo Yishu B'Yisrael, the more it's V'chai Bohen, and Be'ez HaShem will have that aliyah, especially of Lizman B'Yisrael, to walk into Shavuos B'Yisrael, that's 49 days of Tahaira, of Afi Madrigosa each one, to Mekabel Torah Akdoisha, and then Be'ez HaShem, to ask HaKadosh Baruch with all our hearts, the B'Shuos, our tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, K'neged Adar, HaShem should look down upon us with His eyes, Kaviyachol, and bring us Mashiach, Tzikeinu Me'ev Yemenu.